From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a bomb blast in Pakistan. Officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed at least 65 people and wounded about 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families celebrating Easter were present in the Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion occurred. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban says his group was responsible for the bombing. Ayaz Ghul is taking a look at the incident.
This is the faction which has broken ties with the main Pakistani Taliban, but it has claimed responsibility. And the spokesman clearly said that the target of the bomber was actually the Christian community.
Ayaz Ghul. Media reports say Syrian government forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State group. The Syrian armed forces said Sunday the takeover of Palmyra represents a fatal blow to the militants. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the remaining Islamic State fighters retreated to the east toward Deir ez-Zor. A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark electoral violence during the campaign. Activists crashed a memorial event near the Stock Exchange in Brussels Sunday. That event was being held in honor of those who were killed in last week's terrorist attacks. The right-wing activists shouted anti-immigration slogans and performed Nazi salutes. This is VOA News.